December 24th, Christmas Eve Morning Mass. Have you ever received an unexpected Christmas gift from someone and realized you had not given them anything? That can lead to a feeling of embarrassment or guilt rather than an appreciation of the generosity and thoughtfulness of the giver. Why is that? Well, usually we think of gift giving as mutual between equals. If it is just one way, it can put the giver in a position of superiority over the recipient. This practice is sometimes used intentionally to enhance one's status. One particularly notable example is the potlatch, as practiced by some indigenous tribes in the Pacific Northwest. But we also see variations in many other cultures where giving elaborate gifts and throwing lavish parties is an assertion of wealth and power. We even see something similar in our own business world. This dynamic explains the interaction between David and God in the first reading. David has come into his full power as king, settled in his palace, as the reading says, and being given rest from his enemies on every side. He decides it is time to honor God with the extravagant gesture of building a magnificent temple. Undoubtedly, this is done out of genuine reverence and generosity, but David is also trying to impress God and the people with his power and magnanimity. In rejecting the offer, God sends a clear message. You are not my equal. I am in charge, and you are utterly dependent on me. It was an important lesson for David, who at times would abuse his power, as when he took the wife of Uriah as his own and had Uriah killed in order to cover up the crime. Mostly, though, God's promise to build a house for David by establishing an everlasting kingdom for his descendants is a sign of God's surpassing love and mercy toward his devoted, but sometimes wayward servant and his people. It took until the time of the New Testament for it to be revealed how unimaginably great and generous God's promise was. This is laid out in today's gospel with the canticle uttered by Zechariah at the birth of John the Baptist. God is raising up in the house of David a mighty Savior who will shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death and set them free from all their enemies, free to worship God without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of their lives. This is the gift beyond all gifts that only God can give, offering us a new life freed from all our sins and justified before God, and a new world marked by justice, peace, and reconciliation. In this beautiful Christmas season, the emphasis is on our giving to family, friends, and to those in need. That is most commendable. But we miss the true meaning of the feast if we do not attend to the ultimate giver, the source of all we have, including life itself, and his greatest gift, the gift of a Savior who came to be with us always, to share the burden and the joys of our humanity, and to give us the bright hope of a new life freed from the oppression of sin and death. Let us then put aside some time to contemplate these great gifts and how we have experienced them concretely in our own lives, and to respond with the deepest gratitude and praise.